land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final hour on this hump day, Wednesday, July 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Ballots have already gone out. Absentee ballots been mailed. People are receiving them. People are voting. People are returning them. 9 days of early voting starts 10 days from today, the same day as our Fun Shoot Pig Roast. July 27th goes until Sunday, August 4th. But there's a problem with one of the state reps' races down in Lansing. Well, the Democratic primary ballot for the 68th House District is going to remain unchanged, despite the fact that the former state representative, Tim Sneller, he died last Thursday of a heart attack. He was 68. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, county clerks are meeting to determine the necessary steps to replace him after he most likely wins the August 6th primary. Quote of the day by one of the politicos said, "I believe Tim Sneller will win one last election." Kind of an interesting quote. That came from State Representative Jasper Martin, Martes, on the observation that local clerks, even the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, are not going to pull his name as being the Democrat House candidate from the August 6th primary ballot. Sneller was running as a former state representative because of Proposal 1 passing in 22. He can go back and serve more time in the House. Running against State Representative Dave Martin. If Sneller wins the Democrat primary, state and local Democrat parties are going to have to work together to pick a replacement. The guy's dead, but he's still on the ballot. This is very, very interesting because some people have may already voted for a dead guy. Not that they're dead voting for him. They're alive, but he's dead. He could actually win the Democrat primary. Why? he was the only Democratic challenger to the Republican State Representative David Martin. Absentee ballots for the August primary have already been mailed. Some of them have already been returned. State election law says the candidate who dies after the last day for qualifying, leaving the political party without a candidate of the office for state senator or state representative, can be replaced either by the local party chairs of Oakland and Genesee County or by the state party. Genesee County Clerk Dominique Clemens said ballots are printed. They've already been sent out to the absentee requests. So basically, we won't be able to replace them until after the primary. There will not be any last-minute changes to our ballots. Democrats may actually vote for a dead guy. Only in Genesee County. Short break, we'll be right back.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number 3. Well, if the Democrats are absolutely freaking out. They're trying to connect Donald Trump to Project 2025. What is Project 2025? It's a very detailed plan proposal, 900 plus pages, put out by the Heritage Foundation, a conservative Washington, D.C. based think tank. A plan to completely overhaul the federal government. Well, Trump claims that he knows nothing about Project 2025, nor does he have any interest in adopting it. But holding a press conference, Democrats are claiming that Donald Trump is fully aware of this and plans to implement it. They met at Biden's campaign field office in East Lansing. State Representative, the crazy communist looney tune Penelope Turnsaglow, and Lansing Mayor Andy Shore. Here's what basically the plan says. There's four pillars of the proposal. Policy agenda, presidential personnel database that would be made up of like-minded conservatives, a presidential administration academy, preparing for political appointees to be ready on day one. And it includes a 180-day playbook for a new conservative administration to bring quick relief to Americans across the country suffering from the left's devastating policies implemented under the Joe Biden administration. What are some of their major components of the project? Well, very first one, and you just heard a commercial by Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, eliminate the Department of Education. Get rid of it. Eliminate it completely. They also are calling for raising the full retirement age from 67 to 70 and make private Medicare Advantage the automatic default enrollment option for Medicare recipients. I happen to have McLaren Advantage as my supplement. Now that I'm 66 and on Medicare, that's what I have. Calling for reducing the corporate income tax to 18%. Under Donald Trump, it was lowered. Biden raised it. Calling for corporations to pay their fair share. There's only one problem, Biden. Corporations don't pay taxes. They consider it an expense to running their business. They add it into the price of their goods, services, and products and pass the corporate income tax onto us, the consumers of those products, goods, and services. Well, they want to reduce it to 18%. That would make the United States more competitive for corporations to relocate here. They want to modernize, adopt, and expand the U.S. nuclear arsenal, improving the United States defense ecosystem, increasing foreign military sales to other countries. They want requiring completion of the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, the ASVAB, which is the military entrance examination, by any school that receives federal funds. They want to expel transgender people from military service, reinstating service members who were discharged for not taking the China virus vaccine. They were actually discharged from the military because they refuse to get the jab. They want legislation to dismantle and get rid of the Department of Homeland Security. They want to eliminate benefits for illegal immigrants, including any unaccompanied minors who are not U.S. citizens, allowing state and local law enforcement to participate in the deportation of the illegals as part of the border security actions. They're calling for the defunding of the public broadcasting network. You know, the competing radio stations that get funding from the federal government to compete with private radio stations. Well, they want to eliminate the funding. Rescind all climate policies from any foreign aid programs. Shutting down offices and programs designed to advance the Paris Climate Agreement. Eliminate all funding for climate change mitigation efforts. Stop the war on oil and natural gas drilling. Project proposal calling for removing all diversity, equity, and inclusion policies from the federal government. Remove critical race theory and DEI education from public school curriculum. They go on and on and on. 900 pages. Some of the other recommendations, pretty interesting. They want to separate agricultural provisions from any farm bills, from nutrition provisions like food stamps, reauthorizing the two on different timelines. They want to reform the eligibility for SNAP nutrition assistance, that's basically food stamps, the bridge cards, and also temporary assistance for needy families, the TANF program. Specific changes to the White House and State Department personnel to better align them with conservative small government principles. Evaluate current employees, their performance, and moving closer to a market model for federal employees' pay and benefits. Make them compete with the private sector. Project also recommends freezing all top career positions, any new hires, to prevent them from burrowing in. Any outgoing political appointees would be eliminated, and calls on a new president to insist that performance-based testing be the first factor in determining layoffs over tenure. They want to abolish the U.S. Export-Import Bank, limiting the Federal Reserve's lender of last resort function. I'm sorry, I don't even know what that is. They want to address TikTok as a national security threat to the United States by banning the app on all national security grounds. Recommend that Congress address the appropriateness of public sector unions. Did you know that John F. Kennedy was against public sector unions? How can government workers become part of a union, forcing them to negotiate with our legislators when it comes to their pay and benefits? The taxpayers end up having to foot the bill because these people have union representation. They want to recommend outlawing pornography and jail those who produce it and distribute it. Eliminate abortion benefits out of employee health plans, ensuring that the training for medical professionals that do not have abortion training not be allowed to perform the procedure? That's kind of common sense, I would think. Require the Secretary of Health and Human Services to come out and proudly state that men and women are biological realities that are crucial to the advancement of life sciences, medical care, and that married men and women are the ideal natural family structure because all children have the right to be raised by a man and a woman who conceived them. They're calling for the reversal of the FDA's approval of the chemical abortion drugs. Well, Donald Trump has made recent attempts to distance himself from Project 2025, writing on social media, his Truth Social platform, "I know nothing about Project 2025. Heritage Foundation cannot be reached for comment." Trump went on to say, "I have no idea who's behind it. I disagree with some of the things they're saying, and some of the things are absolutely ridiculous or abysmal. Anything they do, I wish them luck, but I have nothing to do with them." Pretty interesting. Well, the Michigan Democrats are trying to link Trump to this proposal. Mayor Shore of Lansing said, "I read it. I actually went through and read a good chunk of it. It's very clear who's behind it." Shore said that the list of authors for certain components, parts of the proposal, has direct ties to Donald Trump and his vice president pick, J.D. Vance, who he has, Vance, actually endorsed large parts of it. They are a team. This is their blueprint. And this is what the Republicans want to do as soon as they're elected and get sworn in. Yesterday on Twitter, X account, Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts congratulated Vance on him being the selection for Trump's vice president. He wrote, "When Americans get to know him, they will appreciate his values and his vision." Well, spokesperson for Trump responded, Danielle Alvarez said, "Agenda 47 and President Trump's RNC platform are the only policies endorsed by President Trump for his second term. Team Biden and the DNC are lying and trying to create fear-mongering because they have nothing else to offer the American people." Remember, this is the same group that lied to Americans and hid the fact that Joe Biden's cognitive decline has been happening for many years. They tried to cover it up, and we're exposing it. So now this is the proposal they're trying to link to President Trump. It is not true. Desperate people do desperate things. Final half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, the Wayne County jury deciding the fate of a man accused of killing Detroit Synagogue President Samantha Wall ended its fourth day of deliberations on Tuesday, still deadlocked, and will come back for one more day before the judge will accept the hung jury and declare a mistrial. Wayne County Circuit Court Judge Margaret Van Houten said the jury sent her a note saying they were in the same place as previously, deadlocked, but that they have had some movement.